Now, the people who have touched the water that's been near it are also having horrifying visions.
Uh-oh.
Oh, boy.
That doesn't sound good.
It's spoop o'clock.
Oh, man.
Your community now has an abundance of nightmares.
Yay!
For a long time, we were at war with the jackals. Now, finally, we've driven them off, and we're left with this. A year of relative peace. One quiet year with which to build our community up and learn again how to work together. Come the ending nights, Kaio will arrive, and we might not survive the encounter. This is when the game will end. But we don't know about that yet. What we know is that right now, in this moment, there is an opportunity to build something.
Man, we've got a religious turf war about to start.
We totally have. It's great.
Oh, God. Okay. So.
How did we do that?
Velociraptor, we've got 3 weeks left.
I keep saying bookhouse. It's a library.
We have a week left on the bookhouse and 5 weeks left to get to the river.
Sorry. Boku no Hero Academia.
Oh, no. Leave me alone.
Okay, it's Academica.
Academica.
Is that what it says?
Okay, Gary, it is your go.
Can you move the four?
I would love to move the four.
Actually, it's Academida. Academida.
Hey, Academida. Just leave,
hey,
leave
what's
me alone.
Academida?
Oh.
Goodness.
Let me live.
A ten of spring.
Okay, ten of hearts. There's... Ooh. Okay, this is good. In fact, both of these are good. There's another community somewhere on the map. Where are they and what sets them apart from you? Or what belief or practice helps to unify your community?
I think a new community arise kind of to the east, a bit further past the cloud and the tower. And they are a community of trolls.
Okay.
Ooh, like internet.
Okay.
Trolls.
Oh no, 4chan arrived.
Yeah, it's 4chan or Carcat, and I don't know which one is worse.
I hope it's I hope it's Carcat. We have discussed before that Taro is ill. Taro is in fact a Homestuck fan troll.
Yeah.
And that's canon.
It's fine. Findex is a lizard from Homestuck, so we're all good. We're all part of the same awful, awful inspiration.
Why are you just drawing? Oh no, is that... What is this?
It's a troll! Okay.
Keep going, I like it.
I love it!
It's a beautiful troll. It is separate and distinct from the pole vaulting child. I think it's lovely.
Who is now like merged with the Eiffel Tower.
with the sideways cloud that I'm
with the Tembran sky tree.
Okay.
Actually, I'd like to declare I think we're on Threebrun now. I think we're up to Threebrun.
Yeah, I think we're at Threebrun.
I think we might be on Threebrun.
Okay. Gary loves his troll.
We love our troll.
It's dancing, it's happy.
Okay. Well, that is my question. Are they angry and violent, or are they quite...
There's a thing about, like, what's different about them, right? Isn't that...
Yeah.
What was the prompt again?
The prompt was, where are they? What sets them apart from you?
They don't speak the same language, and don't seem to respect boundaries.
They just ask you, like, rude questions about, like, what you're up to the weekend. You're like, buddy, we're just co-workers.
But where are you really from?
they just get properly like into your house. Like they are the protagonist in a JRPG. They're just entering people's houses and breaking their pots.
And they're like, oh, I thought this was fine.
I thought this was just how we were.
They pull books off your shelf and go, can I borrow this?
Yeah. Okay. Are they really big?
Yeah, they're big D&D trolls.
Big D&D trolls. Okay.
Also, there is going to be a discovery.
Okay, wow. Two in one.
Demetrius, for the first time, consults with the Scythe, and the Scythe says its name is Tigran.
Oh! Oh boy.
Okay, I love that. Okay, I love that a lot. Okay, so end of your turn. Velociraptors are down to 2 weeks. The library is complete. What does the bookhouse look like?
It's a round library, which is a bad design for a library, but it's got like bookcases all around the inside. And I think in the center of it, it has like a raised bit of stone in the middle, like a stone kind of like raised bit in the middle.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's where they put the scythe most of the time. So I think that's where Lamina, Lavarel, and Tigger and the Scythe are hanging out most of the time.
Okay. Alrighty. And they get closer to the river. All right, Ed, it's your go.
Time to draw a card from this stack of cards. Okay, I got two of spring.
Two of hearts. There's a large body of water on the map. Where is it? What does it look like? Or there's a giant man-made structure on the map. Where is it? And why is it abandoned?
Oh my god, those are two. Both those are really good.
They are really good questions in this game, actually. It's awesome.
So I think what happens is, as this mining thing goes on, what you notice is that the river has changed underneath.
Oh.
And instead of being a river, it's now a lake.
Okay.
So I think I'm gonna go in blue here. I might be drawing too much here, but I'm gonna go for it anyway because I got a card that lets me do water stuff. So I think this whole like
you got control water.
This whole region gets like joined, and this is
okay.
Now an underground
it's
lake.
All a big lake.
Like an enormous underground lake.
Yeah. Are we talking like a cavern with a really high ceiling type underground lake?
Yeah,
or
I
like...
think it's like a high enough ceiling that like if you fuck up in this area, like where that line is, if you're above it and you're fucking around, you could just fall through it, I think. It's like almost cresting over the top.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't know what this is going to mean for the mining project, but like I've kind of stuck that one in there, so.
Yeah, well luckily we only are going to go as far as that because it's in stages.
Yeah.
Never mind that.
Okay, so I get another action, right? I get an action.
You do, you get an action.
I think the group who were like familiar with, you know, there were the kids who said the scythe can't come on this side of the town.
Yeah.
I think some of the cloud gurus have taken that seriously, and they're starting to construct a wall in the middle, like dead ass in the middle of the thing. Like a physical wall to stop it crossing over.
Okay. How long do we think that's going to take?
Where is the
like,
wall?
I think, can you see that on the map?
Yeah.
I think it's like through the middle of the town.
Through the middle of Tembrun. Okay.
Yeah. I think that's a big project. I think that's a big project because it's a big wall.
Okay. Are we thinking like 5 weeks maybe? Or six? Do you want to go the full
six? I think this is like a big project.
Okay.
I'll dot in some like
yeah
wall construction site stuff.
This map is fucking incomprehensible.
Oh, it really is, isn't it? All right.
Yeah.
Wall.
Okay. So at the end of your turn, we've got 1 week left on the Velociraptors. The mining people. I think what's happening with the mining is they've got people like scouting ahead. So that's why we're aware of this lake. We're aware of like the running of the gems.
Yeah. And if it's enclosed, then presumably the toxicity of it is going to concentrate.
Oh shit, yeah, I forgot it's all like nightmare juice now.
Yeah.
We're going to have to find that out. And so I think that the reason that we are continuing with this project is because we have some scouts. So the main bulk of the digging is like halfway between the mines and the lake. But we scouted far enough ahead to kind of know what's happening. And then we've just started building a wall.
We're going in some very troubling directions here.
Don't like the direction this is going in. I want to tear down this wall, Mr. Gorbachev. I prefer East Tenbrun, actually.
We never knew what friends we had.
Okay, seven of hearts, please.
Where does everyone sleep? Who is unhappy with this arrangement and why? Or what natural predators roam this area? Are you safe?
Oh boy.
I think everyone sleeps in this main heart of the city. And I think that people are really upset about this wall being built because it's the kind of thing that for the cloud gurus to build has to be going on day and night. And it is suddenly like people's kind of neighbors are suddenly having a wall put between them. And maybe even the cloud gurus are like demolishing some homes and being like, sorry, you got to move. This is where the wall's got to go. We got to put it right through here for it to be in the middle of these two things. And so I think that everyone, for the most part, sleeps in this safe heart of the city, but it's being disrupted.
Now we said, didn't we, that kids slept over at the nursery sometimes.
Did we say they slept there, or did we just say they were there? They spent their days there.
They were there, and I said it was like a boarding school, but I don't.
I think
we
also said that like parents stay over at the mines, so it probably makes sense for the kids to stay over at the nursery sometimes because the parents stay at the mines.
Well, I'm just thinking that the nursery is almost as far out as the mines on this map. And I wonder if actually that's an error on our part and we should have drawn it closer in. Because we didn't really have a scale at that point.
Well, it's been a couple of months, so maybe over time, where they started out at the beginning of the year in these two very separate places, there is now more of a concentration of people sleeping in the town.
That's what I was thinking.
So I think obviously there are people who are mining, but I think now with this explosion of projects, there are more people kind of in the center. There are more people who are in like the farming and who are doing things in the center. So I think, let's say 80 to 85% of the population now kind of sleeps in the center, with some of the kids, maybe just the kids who are the ones that like really stare at the cloud, are actually sleeping over at the creche with the cloud gurus, but the rest actually do kind of come home for the day, for the night.
Like the kids in Akira.
Like the kids in Akira, or like the lucky little fuckers at boarding school who got to go home. The day students. Fuck them all. I don't have any resounding bitterness about this at all. I didn't go to boarding school and loathe it. Nope, not me.
No way. I'm not getting any of those kind of vibes here. No, none of those.
Not at all. Loved every part of formal education. Okay. So I'm going to do an action. I'm going to hold a discussion. And this is speaking for the people of Tembrin who aren't particularly affiliated with the Cloud Gurus or the farmers or anything like that. Or the Scythe, rather. The Scythe. Yeah. And they say, this wall is a waste of resource and time. We shouldn't be building it.
I think the farming community and Demetrius are in agreement on that. They say that they've got no intention of bringing the Scythe anywhere near that hokey old cloud. Tigran has come to them, and that's where he's staying. So they don't need there to be a wall built.
The wall must be built in case a foolhardy person attempts to bring the Scythe over.
I'm going to take a point of contempt.
Yeah, I think I am as well.
I think some of the rich like merchants say, look, I have a warehouse on the west side of Tenbrun, and I have a shop on the east side of Tenbrun. If you were to build a wall, how am I supposed to bring my produce from one to the other? Now, if you cloud gurus don't seem to be getting along with our sense of society here, then perhaps we don't need you. Perhaps you can leave. It looks like the rich people don't like the cloud gurus.
Okay. It's the end of my go. So, we've tamed some velociraptors.
Oh.
What does this look like?
So, I think we've just tamed one velociraptor.
Yeah.
Called yeah. Larry.
Oh god, okay. Fucking yes. Larry.
Larry La Vida Loca.
He is now.
Yeah. Is that his like scientific name? He's like a La Vida Loca, and we've just called him Larry.
Yes.
Larry's a La Vida Loca.
I mean, they wouldn't be called velociraptors. Maybe that's
they're La Vida Locas.
They're La Vida Locas.
Oh my god.
Okay.
The La Vida Locas. I love
it. Okay.
We learned a lot about the La Vida Locas while we were taming one.
Yes.
Oh god, this is silly.
This is the best thing we've ever done. I love it.
We're a serious fucking podcast, guys.
Just kill someone, it's fine.
I mean,
don't worry.
Okay, alright. Okay, so we have Larry La Vida Loca, and he is now tame. Is he brought back to the city?
Oh,
or
god.
Like,
sorry, I just need to bring oxygen back into my body.
Goodness.
Goodness.
I think he's tamed enough, but not really tamed. Maybe for a couple of the people who've tamed him, he'll follow their commands, like, ish, but...
Okay.
He's been ostracized by the other La Vida Locas. Sorry,
okay.
By the other...
La Vida
Locas.
So is this a question of sentience? Like, is he... Are La Vida Locas so intelligent that when they are domesticated, they're kind of like cats, and they're like, eh, sometimes.
I think more like wolves.
Okay.
Like, you can you can kind of tame a wolf.
Yeah.
But it's going to take several generations to turn them into dogs.
Okay.
And at this point, it's still a pretty vicious beast.
Okay, cool. And the wall has got its foundations. Okay, Kitty, it's your go.
Oh, that's the end of spring.
Oh!
What happens at the end of spring?
We've drawn all the cards.
Spring is sprung.
When Larry gets angry, is he a livid La Vida Loca?
Oh my god. Okay.
Larry's a bit...
What does, before you read the questions, what does the change of season here look like? Because obviously playing by the mechanics of the quiet year, we go from spring to summer. But is that really a thing here in Temerin, in Exton, or is it...
I think it is, and I think it's exacerbated by the fact that the water supply has diverted. I would say that presumably there is still a water source coming in from the north, but it's now diverted so that it swings directly southwards.
Yeah, well, we had those big storm clouds, so at some time during spring, you would have had like almost like, I'm imagining, a mini kind of monsoon season type thing.
Well, I think actually probably at the end of spring.
Yeah.
Like beginning of summer, there's like just a couple of days, and that's how you see the season change, is that there's just a couple of days where, you know, that thing where the desert blooms and everything's colour, and you just get that brief poof.
I think that's what
happened. Everything is going birds and bees, everything quickly reproduce now.
And we're saying that the river moved.
I think it will probably, I mean, at a guess, and other people can disagree with me on this, but I would imagine it now goes like that. And you've got an oxbow lake type thing.
Okay, so is there a new stream of river, or has it shifted entirely?
No, it starts from the same place. Okay. From where the mountains were.
It just goes east away from Tembrun now. And there's just this lake of kind of stagnant water. Is that what's going on? This map is I can just see this thing that's labelled cursed, and I'm like, yeah, that's what this map is now. Oh, it got more cursed.
Okay.
Oh, the lake totally move, can't it? Because like,
what have you done?
Tigran's fine. We just lost one of the troll legs. Hold on. I could put it...
No. Do you want me to like delete these like bits of filling in on the lake? Or what?
I'm deleting Bakudo.
No, because the lake's still there.
Yeah,
and it would be the same shape, wouldn't it?
Like, I think the lake is still there. So I think all we need to do actually is...
It's moved.
Yeah, all we need to do... The lake is where it is.
Okay, who did that?
What?
Who the fuck just did that? Who the...
It's my computer. It's just told. Hang on. Okay, it's gone. It's gone. It's all good. It's not like in Roll 20 at the minute.
This
sorry.
This is still the lake.
Okay.
Like this. This is still the lake.
Yep. Looks and like then... a dog.
Well, I'm gonna try and delete the box. The box bit. Hold on.
It's a sad dog. It says, "What have you done to me?"
I think this is just now where we're just like looking at this. The sad map for a like
troll leg was rotated by Yubi, and I'm not quite sure how to rotate it back.
Hold on, mate, I've got you.
I think I.
There you go.
Imagine how much quicker this would be with a piece of paper.
God, yeah. Wait.
Oh God.
This'll do, right?
I think you're totally right in that the rivers have shifted. The lake is where we originally put it, but the rivers are now slightly more towards the kind of northeast, I think, from where they were. Not that it really matters. Yeah. This is all... They've shifted. They've shifted a fair bit. The lake is still where it is, but the rivers are now shifted.
One part of the river is closer to Tembrun.
Right. So, seven of diamonds. Introduce a mystery at the edge of the map. Or an unattended situation becomes problematic and scary. What is it, and how does it go awry?
Mm.
I mean, I hate to be predictable, but I think that's the water.
Yeah.
I think it's the fact that Tembrun's water supply that they most often used because it was on the way to the mines is now effectively, poisoned. We don't know if it's poisoned. It gives you terrible visions, but they're quite realistic
it's
visions.
It's just nightmare water.
It's nightmare water, but what if they're not actually nightmares? What if they are actually predictive and they're only awful because awful things are going to happen?
Oh my god.
And I think that, yeah, having the unattended situation is the machinery that was dropped down the old well. And I think that the people who were having nightmares as a result of touching it were largely ignored. But now that it's a situation that's spreading,
right,
and more people are coming into contact with that water, and it's becoming increasingly toxic because it's been contained and it's becoming more concentrated, then at some point somebody's going to have to try and find out what's going on with that, why it's happened. And I think I'm going to start a project.
Okay.
And my project is going to be building houses and accommodation and things out to the east of Tembrun, nearer to the still pure source of water, nearer to the creche that exists where some of the children are. So I'm expanding the city out to the east.
Cool. Near Cloud Tower.
Near the Cloud Tower, and yeah, further away from the farms, but nearer the clean water and the Cloud Tower.
Okay, so draw that on the map. My question is, do we, the citizens, know that it is the water that is poisoned? Have we worked that out?
I think we know that the water is poisoned, but I don't know that anybody's bothered to find out why it's poisoned or ask the people who started with the nightmares.
Okay.
What happened?
How long do we think this project is going to take? 4 weeks? 5 weeks? That's roughly where I think it should be.
Yeah, 5 weeks, because you've got to put the infrastructure in and stuff and roads and things.
What's the new district called?
I think the new expansion is called Tembrun.
Oh, okay.
And I think that the chap who starts building it is called Tembrun.
Oh, okay.
Interesting. We really jumped up from Threebrun, which...
Yeah, we're doing great.
I mean, it's going to take another couple of weeks to complete it.
Yeah. Okay.
And I think he is a rich... He's a member of the nobility. He's got connections with the mine, and he's got lots of money. And apart from that, he was very against the wall, and he decided that one thing that they were going to do was they were going to expand the town and, you know, remind everybody that we're all a community together and improve conditions for the lower orders and whatever. And he was a... tiefling, very much like Findex.
Oh, okay.
Not quite as buff. Slightly less handsome.
Svelte. Have we, decided there's nobility, or does he just, decide he's nobility?
Well, there was nobility earlier on.
Okay.
Who were canvassed for their opinions. We have rich folks.
So I think at this point, maybe there's a blooming, noble class type thing happening.
I'm thinking of it as, like Bourneville for Cadbury's. Where they deliberately built model villages for people to live in.
Yeah. Okay. Very cool. So with that, we get closer to the lake with the mining. Our wall gets built up a bit more. Gary.
The Queen of Diamonds.
A project finishes early. Which one and why?
Which projects are there?
There's mining towards Tembrun. There's the wall. And there's the new... Tembrun Town.
What do we call the old town now?
I don't know that it had a name.
Old Town.
It's got to have one now if we're calling the new thing Tembrun, right?
Or Threebrun.
Threebrun.
Threebrun. No.
Yeah.
Really?
Threeb.
Are we calling it Threebrun?
Why not?
The city of Threeb.
It's a name, it's there. Threeb.
It was called Three. It's now...
And now it's Old Town.
Threeb with a B at the end.
Yeah.
It's Ye Oldie Townie.
Ye Oldie Townie. Okay. In the space of 4 months. It's the 1st of fucking May.
It's
Ye Oldie Townie from back
and
in
a week,
January.
A week later, the first vintage style public house opens.
Wow.
Okay, so project finishes early.
Oh, okay. So the wall.
Okay.
So the wall actually is on fire.
Okay.
Because people in the night, as they want to do, have burned it.
Okay.
Burned the structural support that were put in place. And so the brick comes crashing down and they take hammers to it and they smash the bits which haven't been finished up. So there's still ruins of the wall.
Yeah.
But there were some people who were there, wall builders, who tried to defend it, and they got burned or hammered as well.
I'm going to give up my point of contempt because I think even with the loss of life, I think that was a good thing.
And then I'm going to hold a discussion. These trolls are just going to cause us more and more problems over time. What should we do about them?
I think Keely Keelan's builders, who now live around this tower, I think, say that they think they should be chased away because they're not comfortable with them being so close around the cloud.
They notoriously have boundary issues.
They do. And they don't like them being near the CCZ and the cloud.
I think the common folk type, the people who are living in Tembran and who used to live in Threeb, whatever we called it, say, I think that you're right. We don't need any more outsiders. We need to concentrate. We've just had this awful act of vandalism, no matter how it might shake out, happen. And yes, we need to protect ourselves. And walls could be put to better use around our settlements, not through them.
I think some of the original cloud gurus are very loud and say, this is because we have neglected our observance of the cloud. We have scattered our energy and sent it in too many directions. We feel that the examples of nightmares, rebellions, trolls coming in on the eastern borders, it's very important that we all return to observance of the cloud and listening to its tenets.
Well, things that big, they'll need to eat a lot. And I don't think there's enough arable land or enough meat in these parts for them to sustain themselves. I think they'll come down to chomp on us. I think we need to get rid of them.
Okay.
Also, I like that we've got OGs.
What are OGs?
Original gurus.
Okay, so end of your turn. The mining gets closer to the water and the first houses are completed in Tembran. Ed.
9 of diamonds. What do we got?
Ooh, you'll like this. A project fails. Which one and why? Or something goes foul and supplies are ruined. Add a new scarcity.
I think the new Tembran fails. I think something goes wrong building the new Tembran. And I think what happens is that with all this talk about the ogres, I think people are too scared to live on the east side of town.
Ooh.
So I think people start migrating back over to the west again. And I think part of the reason they migrate back is that Tigran and Lamina Varel have been talking about how they're going to get rid of the ogres.
Ooh. Okay.
More action. Proactive.
Do we want to mark on the map something about how the town expansion kind of failed?
Yeah, maybe put a little like skull and crossbones thing.
Okay. I mean, this place is a fucking mess now because the west side is like covered in is burnt and like horrible because of all the burning, and the right side just people just don't want to be there.
Yeah.
But I think I'm going to start a new project, and I think that project is going to be that Demetrius has met with Lamina Lavarel and they have decided to unify the library and the lab into the start of a university to deal with the lack of academics.
The library.
Ooh.
A library.
A library.
A labyrinth.
I feel like because you've already got all buildings there and you've got a high concentration of people, that's not going to take very long.
Mm. Should move with some kit over.
I think just to initiate the library. The labriversity or whatever.
Can we call it a labrys? Because that's a thing. It's an axe.
Yeah. Okay. How do I say it?
It's a labrys.
Labrys.
A labrys is a two-headed axe. Labrys.
I feel like the labrys isn't going to take very long to do.
Okay.
I think that's like a 2-week thing.
2 weeks. Yeah. I'd put 2 weeks on that.
Cool. I'm going to start building in some new buildings around there that join it up.
At the end of your turn, the miners hit the underground lake. And I think what happens is they know it's there, and I think they know how dangerous it would be to try and go above the cavern. So I think what they decide to do is they're going to build a bridge over this lake. So they're going to bore down on the other side and create the kind of secondary platform where the bridge will join to. And they're going to try and the next stage of the project, when it starts, would be to build that bridge over
the troubled water.
Over the troubled water.
Why didn't they just make a new mine closer to town?
Because they were following the vein to find out where it would be good to...
Yeah, to see how far it goes towards the town.
They're not very good miners.
So rather than just like mining in like a bigger circle around it, to go
sometimes people fuck up, Gary. They don't have academia.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's true.
They're not like us. They don't have academia. So
yeah, they're not like us who are clever and know how to do things like mining.
We are, of course, mining experts here on the Waffle Park.
Where, when
you're,
we make
your number
the
one choice for mining podcasts.
Yeah.
This week, we're going to talk about support.
It's time for some more gentle drilling.
It is not the Joker, the Jack. I remember. Jack or Diamond? Diamond Jack. Give it to me.
Diamond Jack is here in the game.
Diamond Jack is here. He's queer. He's ready to play.
Jack of Diamonds. Predators and bad omens are afoot. Bless you. You are careless and someone goes missing under ominous circumstances. Who? Or predators and bad omens are still afoot. What measures do you take to keep everyone safe and under surveillance? And if you do, you do not reduce Project Dice this week.
I think what happens is when they start to sort of lay out where the bridge is going to be, because they're going to have to get the project approved to build it, I think one night, one of the miners falls into the lake.
You don't want to be submerged in that.
No, I don't think you do want to be submerged in that at all.
Drowning in your demons.
But yeah, one of the miners, I think, falls into the lake.
Does the miner have a name?
Yeah. The miner's name?
Diamond Jack.
No.
Diamond Jacqueline.
No.
Billy Joe the Miner Bro.
No. But that's very funny.
Jackson Galaxy.
No.
Jackson 5.
Jackson Pollock.
He was the
Jackson
fifth
6.
One.
He was the youngest of four brothers. Yeah.
No.
The secret sixth Jackson. That's his full name. That's just his name.
Jack your body.
Jack it real good.
Jack off.
No.
No. Ed.
No. His name was Ardell.
Oh no. Mam, Ardell's fallen in the river.
No.
Oh, boy.
Ardelle. His name was Ardell.
He's a great singer.
Rolling in the deep.
Okay. And I think, so I think what happens is it's late at night and I don't think anyone... Can you stop laughing at me for like 1 minute?
I actually can't.
I'm trying.
My face hurts from laughing.
Oh boy. So I think it's late at night and maybe he's just like woken up from a nightmare and he kind of slips and kind of falls into the lake. It's a genuine accident type situation. And I think that night, everybody there has the same nightmare. And the nightmare is of this kind of translucent face in the water that's just weeping.
Not Ardell's face.
No. And they wake up the next morning and Ardell is missing. And I mean, like, totally missing. There's no body floating in this lake.
Mm.
Welp.
I'm going to start a project. I think a group of veterans in the city are building a barracks. They are starting to build, again, a military.
Mm.
And I think they're going to build it. They're going to build it just north of the city. And I think the reason they put it to the north of the city is so that they're within equal reach of the Cloud Tower and of, like, the library and the university being built.
Yeah, that's cool.
It's a kind of overseer type placement for it.
Mm.
How long do we think it's going to take?
4? Because it's a new structure, right? And you probably want to actually like arm people.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah. There's arming and training happening at the same time. Okay. So the university goes down to 1 week. All right.
3 of diamonds. Summer is a time for production and tending to the earth. Start a project related to food production. Or... summer is a time for conquest and the gathering of might. Start a project related to military readiness and conquest.
Oh, hey!
Well, we've literally just done that. So I presume, I think I just have to start a project related to food production.
You could have a different military project.
Yeah, or you could have like a military, like we're just building barracks. You could have something like much more defined.
I'm going to start a project related to food production.
Okay.
Because water is not as readily accessible from the farmers because they literally have to go towards town.
Mm.
And you're building a barracks, so there's going to be heavy industry around the water, the nearest source of water for the farmers. And they can't go south to get that water because that's now poisoned. So I'm going to say...
Wait, would it give the plants nightmares?
Oh, God.
Oh my
or
god.
Would it give the people who ate the plants?
Killer tomatoes. Well, they don't just need it for watering the plants. I mean, they probably do drink water themselves. I'm going to say they are going to build in the north towards the desert in the shadow of the rain shadow of the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to build some kind of irrigation system that's going to collect rainwater and be a more long-term sustainable source of clean water than the river that kept moving anyway.
Okay, neat. How long's that going to take, do we think?
I think I would say that's a 3-week project because the groundwork needs to be pretty solid for it to actually last, but it's not actually a particularly mechanically complex thing.
Okay, yeah.
So it's just like collection tanks and purifier tanks and sort of like down from the side of the mountain that will, you know, water processing plant type thing.
Yeah, like for sure there has to be some base irrigation happening anyway, so it's not building it brand new rather than kind of reimagining where it's coming from and things.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
3 weeks.
So that's, I mean, I'm not going to start another project on top of that. So I'm going to do a discovery or a discussion. I think it's discovered that the numbers of the velociraptors, of the...
The La Vida Locas.
La Vida Locas. I think it's discovered that the numbers of the La Vida Locas are shrinking dramatically and rapidly. As a result of the trolls using them as a source of food.
Oh no. Ooh. So the trolls are acting as a kind of a La Vida Locust.
Oh.
Yes. God. Yes, they are.
Oh my god.
Beautiful.
Okay.
Is the place where they live the La Vida location?
Oh. God.
Yes. Also
oh
that.
Oh my god. Right. Do you want to draw a troll eating a La Vida Loca?
No.
I'm very sad that these are going to go extinct from the trolls eating them because there's plenty of puns left, I'm sure.
I really feel that there are more La Vida Locas than there are... I can't click on it anymore, so I can't... Yeah, no, I'm not drawing that. It's
just
happening.
I'll draw one for you.
What is this? This is... It's like that picture of the Titan eating his son, but it's it's a troll and a... What is that picture called? What's that painting?
It's Hieronymus Bosch, isn't it?
No, it's Blake.
Oh, Ed's favourite.
Yeah, I love Blake from Ruby. Saturn devouring his son, that's what it is. Oh, it's by Goya.
Oh, shit,
I'm thinking
yes,
of the
is.
Goya one.
Fuck, I did art history. Yeah.
This is a wonderful picture.
There you go. And
it does look like that, actually. It's not a different...
Fantastic. Yeah, it does. It really does.
This is so good. I love this picture.
Their necks are like taffy. Who knew?
Who's that? Is it? Where are we
I'm trying to make
this?
Them smaller.
We actually have to protect the La Vida Locas from the ogres.
There we go.
The trolls even.
Oh, fuck.
At the end of your go... The university, whatever we're calling that, so many
Labyrinth.
Complicated words.
Labyrinth.
The Labyrinth.
Labyrinth.
Okay, the Labyrinth is completed.
I think it's called, like, the Eternal Labyrinth. I think that's what they're calling it.